If you were a pregnant female moose, Don, where would you want to give birth? Deep in the forest or near a road with cars whizzing by?
Wait a second, Yael. You're comparing me to a pregnant moose?
No, it's just a hypothetical.
Weird.
I know, but just go with it. Where would you want to give birth?
Well, channeling my inner pregnant moose, I'd have to go with deep in the forest. I mean, why would I want to have a baby moose near traffic?
Because deep in the forest, you might run into a grizzly bear who could eat you and your calf.
Ah, then I guess I'd better go with the road. But why is that any better?
Because researchers in Grand Teton National Park have found that bears there shy away from roads. So as the park's bear population has grown, Grand Teton moose have gravitated toward human traffic when they want to avoid bears. Some moose have given birth as close as 50 yards from the road.
Huh? Why don't bears like cars?
I don't know. But the researchers think that the bears will eventually overcome their fear of cars and start hunting moose, no matter how close they are to roads.
That sounds bad for moose.
But good for bears.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Joel Berger at the University of Montana, Missoula. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. That website again is amos.indiana.edu. For podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.